All right. Injuries. Jamal Charles, he hurt his foot. Had x-ray done on it. It was negative. So it's a foot strain, and we'll just see how he does. Precautionary measures that we took there. So Malcolm Bronson we took him off PUP, and he practiced a little bit today. Practiced a little bit yesterday, too, and a little bit today. We're just going to keep increasing him every day until he gets back. Good work today. The guys battled through a heavy live day yesterday, and then today we did some extended drive work with the ones, and I thought they handled that very well. Again, a lot of red zone work today. Time's yours.
So I know it's day-to-day with Jamal, but is it worth him practicing these next couple days? Or?
Yeah, if he can go, he'll go. We'll see. We'll see how he does here in the next little bit. See where he's at as far as pain or swelling. Good hands. Pain or swelling. You know, we'll see how he does.
So you're not necessarily in a mood to hold him out of Friday's game if he's ready to go?
Or? No, if he's ready to go, he'll go. Yeah.
What's the key in making that balance between, you know, getting your work in, like you said, and the injury risk that's inherent?
Yeah, listen, we play. We just come out and we play. We do what we do and don't worry about all that other stuff.
How do you feel about your depth of running back behind?
Well, you know, it was good work for Niles today, and if you want to take a positive out of it. So the other guys, Drone got some good work. And it gives another guy an opportunity to practice. So that's how I look at it. And I thought it allowed Niles, our young running back, to get good quality reps with the ones.
From practice to practice, always an ebb and flow in training camp. Yesterday, your offense couldn't find the end zone with a map. Today, they were all over it. What was the difference?
Well, it goes back and forth. I mean, that's how you get better as a football team. You keep challenging each other, and you're doing a lot of work with ones versus ones, and so you'd expect that. You'd expect that that to take place. It's good work. The guys challenge each other today. I mean, that's what I can tell you.
Andy, can you talk a little bit about the role of the fullback in your offense? It seems like they're more than just extra blockers. They're getting catches, or getting touches.
Yeah, well, it's important that the fullback isn't just a blocker. I mean, in this offense, he's got to be able to catch a football. He's got to be able to run with a football. So the defense has to consider him more than an offensive lineman, a glorified offensive lineman.
So how important was the acquisition of Sherman?
Well, it sure helps. I mean, he can do all those things. And, you know, we'll just keep bringing him along in the offense. But and then he's a tough kid. He's a good blocker, too. So.
What do you see? What am I seeing on this? What do you see in Wilson? What's he showing you? I mean, he never touched the ball at K-State in 3 years.
Yeah, but he can catch the football. And he's a powerful blocker. He's a big kid, obviously. And he's done some good things. We flexed him out a little bit and worked with him, and he handled that well. So Oprah's the same way. We moved him from defense to back to offense. He was a high school player. He's a good offensive player and went to Kansas, I believe, as an offensive player, running back, and then now we've got him playing fullback. And he's talented. So there's good quality at that position, good young quality in a couple cases.
Andy, with where Fisher is in his development, how important was it to get him back on the practice field today? And evidently he'll play some Friday nights.
Yeah, it was good. He pushed himself through, every rep that a rookie can get, I think, is an important rep. He was out here doing it. So, and he pushed himself through this thing, and it was a tough practice today. So he was coming off a couple days there where he wasn't able to do stuff. So he came out here and he worked hard.
With Alex Smith going, you guys are playing the 49ers, obviously. With Alex playing his old team, you're going to have to dial him down a little bit this week as far as his emotions go?
I don't think so. I don't think he'll. I mean, he's a pretty composed guy, so I'm not too worried about that. Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
Dexter had a couple of nice moments again today. Can you describe sort of what you've seen in him in training camp and what you envision him for your offense?
Yeah, I mean, we're putting him in a lot of different places. He's handling all of it. He's doing a good job there.
Is the Westbrook comparison, people have said that? Is that?
I don't know. He's his own guy.
All right, thank you.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. How's keeping?